Hi, this is a dictation for Dawin Cleef, DawinCleef, Data Services 2/9/2022, date of birth is 6/26/91, date of accident 8/21/2021. Mr. Dawin Cleef is a victim of an automobile accident where he was on his bike and he flew in the air after the impact and hit another car which is coming down nearby, and he flipped 3 times in the air, according to him. When he landed up on his left shoulder, right hip, and he banged his head to the ground, he started having headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of vision field, which is not there now. Along with this, patient started having pain in the mid back, lower back, and to both shoulders and right knee, and right ankle and foot, with occasional radiation to the right leg. The patient then was initially seen on 11/4/2021. Since then, he quit coming. He was discharged from our office for missing the appointment, and then the patient suddenly showed up. He has written an affidavit, and it says that he did not provide any decent excuse for not coming. According to him, he had some robbery in his house, and his father could not be obtained to keep an eye on the house, so he chose not to come to the office. It apparently doesn't have too much pain, or there is some other issue that I could not consider, but he has written a nice letter over here. The patient now returns and he reports that his pain in the neck and the lower back is 8, and mid back pain is 8, and there is a radiation to the right leg still going on anteriorly in L345 nerve distribution. He also reports of pain in both shoulders to the tune of 8, and his ability to do the abduction of the shoulders is only 90 degrees. He's undergoing physical therapy 3 times per week at Southfield Physical Therapy, which helped him. And earlier he was robbed and he lost his positions and he could not make it to the office for this reason. Pain level is 8 everywhere throughout, and patient reports only 20% relief in the pain. In the ADL, patient report the mood and enjoyment of life are affected 9. General activity, walking ability, and work are affected 8. Sleep is affected 7. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient reports of headaches, dizziness, vertigo, double vision, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression. In the patient reports history of fall last week. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the shoulder, both sides, neck and lower back, and stiffness in the shoulder, neck, and both lower back. He also reports pain in the hip on the right side. And difficulty in walking. And he has a slight pain in the right knee. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool trouble, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, patient reports incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient reports asthma, difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Any additional issues? None. Changes in the pain level? None. Medical history, surgical history, hospitalization? No changes. In last 30 days, there is no weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medications are naproxen, aloe vera, and current substance abuse? None. Compliance is, yes, patient was fully compliant. Physical examination revealed that the blood pressure is 155 over 144. Pulse is 82, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of November 4, 2021, dictation number 1109-095116 and also 1110-012. Please copy and paste the general review, the musculoskeletal exam, and the extremities examination from this. And then diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program. And patient has been provided disability for work, housework, and transportation. An MRI is available for this patient, dated 11/30/2021. It shows a herniated disc at L5-S1, leading to edema, inflammation, and annular tears with bilateral facet joint involvement. L4-L5 shows a bulging disc with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, compressing the thecal sac, causing mild to moderate bilateral neuroforamen MRI. The patient has been advised to consider the lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 to 6 to bring him healing and improvement. His MRI for the thoracic spine was completely normal and he doesn't have the pain in the neck. Patient has been scheduled for his lumbar epidural steroid injection. He was provided the medication, which consists of naproxen 500 twice a day, flexeril 7.5 twice a day, Allovil 50 milligram at night, and also he is provided for pain relief Tramadol ER 100 milligram at night for 30 days, 30 tablets. Thank you. He'll be seen.